What I would come to understand later was that the radiation treatments toughened the skin the expanders were meant to stretch. In December 2009, my doctors began the process of inflating the expanders. Every few weeks, I would go in and have air injected into them. Itself, not a walk in the park. Following each expansion, I would experience excruciating pain. This went on throughout the first part of 2010. I remember being in so much pain before a debate at the Reagan Library that I took a pain pill beforehand, even though pain pills make me nauseated. I threw up before the debate, and I threw up after it. In between, I sat on a stool under the television lights and prayed to God I wouldn't do it again. It was only later I realized that every time I went in to have the expanders inflated, my ribs were cracking as my skin refused to stretch sufficiently. On the campaign trail, my number one priority was getting Californians back to work. At each stop, I made a practice of appearing at a family-owned business and having the business owner introduce me. Senator Boxer was in Washington talking up the supposedly job-creating effects of the president's budget-busting stimulus bill. The president's advisors had claimed that the bill would keep unemployment from rising higher than 8%. I spent my days visiting the 15 metro areas where the unemployment rate was over 15%, and the 8 counties with jobless rates that topped 20%. My message was that borrowed money and massive bureaucracy cannot create jobs. Only innovation, energy, and the optimism of entrepreneurs can do that. I visited a cement plant in Colton, California, in San Bernardino County, about 60 miles east of Los Angeles. The plant was one of the largest employers in the area. It had been in operation since 1891, but had stopped manufacturing cement in November 2009 because the price of cement couldn't keep pace with the costs of new environmental regulations forced on the plant by the state of California. Almost 100 workers had lost their jobs. It was, I said, painful proof of the failure of the belief.